Hey, nice that you are listening or watching to another episode of This Expat Life. I was just looking at the statistics of March and I saw that over 1,000 people listened to the podcast and even more on YouTube, another 600 or something. And I was just like, oh, wow, this is a major milestone. This is like 1,600 people who listened or watched to at least a part of the show. And it made me really grateful. I had this idea of starting a podcast a little over a year ago, and it was a bit outside of my comfort zone, but I'm so glad I took the action and just started it because I really love podcasting and I'm also happy that it resonates with so many people. The last couple of weeks, I got so many messages from people who said like, oh, I really loved listening to that episode, or that thing that you said about saying goodbye to a country, not just the people in it, really resonated with me. And so hearing what you thought of an episode or what you learned from it always makes me so happy. So please feel free to reach out to me in a DM on Instagram or LinkedIn if you're listening to an episode, this episode or another one, and you want to share something. It's always really nice to hear. So today I thought, why don't I give another personal update? Because I'm actually 3 months into my Rio adventure at the moment. And wow, time is flying. It's been a wild ride. I arrived here on the 10th of January. I'm staying until early July. And so much has happened, really great stuff actually, that I thought, you know, I think it would be nice to give a personal update. I share bits here and there on LinkedIn and Instagram, but it's never really the full story. And I thought, you know, some people are just curious, but for others, it might also be actually really nice to hear how it's going for me, so that strengthens them to take a similar decision or to decide something else. So yeah, I thought I'll give you a halfway in kind of personal update. And what I wanted to start with is that it really has been great most of the time. I'd say like 95% of the time. The last couple of weeks, I got so many nice comments from people saying, oh, your eyes are glowing, you look so happy, wow, you're really on a roll. And yeah, this is really how I felt. And hearing that back from people just confirmed that for me. Like, it's not just in my head, I'm also apparently expressing that in how I talk and how I look. And so I really do feel that way. So my eyes are glowing because I'm so happy. But like I said, it has also been a bit of a wild ride. So let me just take you back to how I started here. I arrived here knowing that 3 weeks later, I would already travel again with a friend who was coming to visit me for another 3 weeks. And when I booked my ticket and my friend later booked her ticket, I was a bit like, ooh, is this going to work out for me? Because I really wanted to go all in with my business this year. I wanted to double clients, revenue, goals, everything. And I was really in this high January energy that I always have after the new year, because I really have this whole process of reflecting on the past year and coming up with goals and strategies for the next year and deciding how I want to be and how I want to feel. So I was really with all this energy and so ready for a new chapter, for a new year and starting the new year in Rio, and wanting to give everything to my business. And I also had so many ideas. So yeah, I knew that I was only going to be there for 3 weeks. And so initially I felt a bit like, ooh, is this a good timing for me? Because I feel it's just gonna halt my progress right in a period that I wanna go full speed. But now, 2 months later, I can say that it has been working perfectly. So I arrived in Rio. I spent 3 weeks here at a temporary Airbnb. Well, all of them are temporary, but this one was really short. And I spent those first 3 weeks just finding my way around again. But already after a couple of days, I had my first coaching session. So I was right away working. But I was finding my way with like, okay, where do I want to co-work? What cafes are nice to work from? You know, finding your way at the supermarket and just getting back to the Brazilian way of life. And that was really nice. I had a really good time here, met some really nice people, and it was all great. And then I went on a 3-week trip with my friend, which was fantastic as well. We started in Salvador, the northeast of Brazil. We spent a really fun night there when it was a celebration of Iemanjá. I'm not going into all the details of the past 3 months, but I do want to share this one because Iemanjá is like the sort of goddess of the sea. It is this entity from the religion that came with the African slaves that is still practiced till this day. And so this spiritual energy, the goddess of the sea, I don't really know how to translate it, is celebrated in, I think it was the 2nd of February. And we participated in it. And it was so beautiful because everyone was wearing white and blue. Everyone was buying flowers and they were laying down the flowers in the house of Iemanjá. She has her own little house to really honor her. And all those flowers were then later collected and put on boats. And during sunrise, those boats went out to sea to throw the flowers there to honor the goddess. And so it was a really special night because initially I thought I won't be able to stay awake past midnight. I'm really a grandma. But the energy was so good. Like, it was such a beautiful mix of religion, community, party, tradition and rituals. Like, it was really special. And this is really where I felt, wow, Brazil is such a beautiful and interesting country. And I'm so grateful that I can experience this. I managed to stay awake till sunrise to see the boats leave. And it was absolutely a beautiful night, which made me feel like I wouldn't say belonged there. No, I wouldn't say that at all. But even being an outsider, like a very clear outsider, I was allowed to participate in the celebrations and the honoring. Like, it wasn't an exclusive kind of thing. There were thousands of people there as well. And that really made me feel part of a community there. So that was really special. Then we went on to travel to the northeast and we did some hiking there for a couple of days, which was amazing. Went back to Salvador for Carnival. Then we flew to Rio for more days of Carnival, which left me exhausted. And then I spent a few days in Paraty, which is a small town a couple of hours away from Rio. Then it was time to say goodbye to my friend and it was time for me to get back to work. And this was really when, you know, the big test came, because before I left, already in August, I took the decision, okay, I want to move to Brazil for 6 months. And even though I had taken the decision, I was consumed by doubt. Is this the right choice? Is this going to be the right move for my business? Or am I going to halt my own progress by moving to Brazil, a country that is a bit less international than the Netherlands, where there are fewer expats, coaching isn't really so big here, and everything is really happening in Europe, to me it felt. And so it was a bit of a gamble. Okay, I am going to move there, but, you know, with the beach and all the fun here and everything, am I going to be able to scale up my business the way that I wanted it? And I can now say wholeheartedly, yes, it all worked out. So I came back from my trip and went to a new Airbnb where I am right now, if you watch this on YouTube. And I was full of energy, full of inspiration, so ready to start cracking, you know, to just go for it. All this January energy was still there and I was just so ready to go after my goals and to really give everything. And it has been going great ever since returning from that trip. In fact, I reached a few milestones that I was just like, wow, I didn't know this was already possible. I only saw it when I was doing my calculations at the end of the first quarter. I always do that. And then I realized I actually achieved a major milestone. And one of them was having my first 10K month. If you are an entrepreneur and you work with a lot of different clients or you are a coach, like, you know how important this is. And for me, this was like the real proof that, hey, my idea is working, and the gamble that I took with my business and with moving to Rio is really working out for me. And it just made me so happy, so grateful, and also so damn proud. I was like, yes, I can do this. This is really amazing. The other milestone was the podcast downloads that I had in March, over 1,000 just for the audio. And both in terms of revenue and clients, I have my best quarter ever in my business and also my best month in March. I think I onboarded 7 new clients in March, so that is quite a lot. And yeah, I really felt like, okay, I've cracked the code. It's happening. And I wasn't just proud because, you know, my business idea is working out and my gamble for starting my business is also working out. I was also really proud because in this quarter, my best quarter ever, I also packed up everything back home, left my home and my cats behind, moved to a new country, new city, although I know Brazil very well. Still, Rio is a pretty new city for me. I went on a three-week holiday, so that takes a lot of time in a quarter. And there were some personal things going on, and even then, I still had my best quarter. And so this really signified to me that, hey, I can carry myself. I can carry my business. I can carry my personal things. I can carry the fact that my circumstances are changing all the time, every couple of weeks, that I'm packing my bags and moving again. And my business is thriving. So while everything is changing and while all these things are going on around me and also inside of me with some personal things, I'm still having my best quarter. And yeah, I'm just really, really proud of that. So now in hindsight, I can definitely say, yes, moving to Brazil was the best thing, was the best decision. Like I said, I was a bit worried about what moving to Brazil would do for my business. But I kind of had an idea, like, okay, I was consumed by doubt at some point. But I also knew deep inside, I think it will make everything flow again. I think by changing my surroundings, by taking action on something that I really desire and have been craving for a long time now, I think everything in my life will shift and will start flowing again for the better. And this is exactly how it turned out to be and how it still feels to me. I feel like everything is so nicely flowing in my life towards me. I'm so used to working hard for things, to always have this energy of like, okay, I need to go get it. I need to work hard for it. I need to earn it. I will actually share more about this in another episode soon, because I think a lot of high achieving expats have this. I always have this energy a lot. I wouldn't say for the first time, but maybe for the first time in a long time, and for sure for the first time in my business, I really feel like, hey, it is just coming to me. I don't have to fight for it. I don't have to work so hard for it. Obviously, I still work hard and I give everything, but it's without this kind of energy behind it. I can also now receive. And this has been a game changer for me. And honestly, this is how life in Rio has felt for me. It feels like finally things are going into the right way. If you listen to some of the previous episodes with the personal updates or some deeper topics, you know that the last 3.5 years have been a really wild ride for me. I lost both my parents. I lost my grandma, my only grandparent left. I went through 2 painful breakups. But there was a lot more pandemic and other things. And I remember I was so ready to start 2020 on this high energy that I always want to have at the start of a new year. I thought, oh my God, this is going to be my decade, because I'm moving back to the Netherlands and I'm going to start my business. I'm going to become a coach. And every time it felt like, okay, I'm trying, but then something is happening again. And now for the first time in 4 years, I feel like, hey, things are finally going to the right direction. Just knocking on wood as we speak. So I'm really in a good position. Like, I just feel really, really good here. And I already thought that Rio would unlock me to go to a certain next level. And it really has done that for me. I did a photo shoot a couple of weeks ago with a friend who is an amazing photographer. And I looked at the photos, and not just me, but a lot of other people said, wow. Like, wow, this series really shows like a new, mature, next level version of you. I heard it from many people, and this is also really how I've been feeling since the start of the year, since arriving here. I feel so much stronger. I feel so much more, I wouldn't say in control, but it's just more grounded and more strong within myself. Like, I have this super strong foundation now. And when it comes to business or relationships or my future, I really know what I want. I really know what I deserve. And anything less than that is a no-go for me. I don't want to have that in my life. And it just makes me feel very rooted in myself. And you guys, this is an amazing feeling. I wish this to everyone, because it makes life so much more pleasant. And you can really see life as a treat, as a game, as a gift. It doesn't really matter how you view it, but as something like, wow, I get to live here and I get to do my thing here. And it's really nice. Does that mean that everything is all positive? No. I have my own downs here as well. Just last week, my physical health wasn't in a fantastic condition. I had a cold. I had a weird kind of stomach bug that left me in a lot of pain. I wasn't sleeping well at all. Actually, since arriving in Rio, I haven't slept well at all. I've always been a light sleeper, not a good sleeper. But in Rio, this unfortunately has also gone next level, but the wrong way. And so my nights are very short. I have very, very light sleep, very little deep sleep. There's so much noise here that I wake up a lot. And last week, I really took that hit. Like, I was at the point of exhaustion after not having slept more than 5.5 hours for 4 nights in a row. And, you know, 5.5 hours can be good if you have deep sleep, but I didn't have that. And having that cold. And so I was at this point where someone only had to go like, boo, and I would start to cry. And I thought, okay, something needs to change. This isn't okay. So since I've been focusing a bit more on my health again, making sure that whatever I can do for my sleep, I will do that. So, you know, no screen time just before going to bed and exercising enough. I've started working out with a personal trainer here, which has been amazing. I think one of the reasons why I feel so strong inside of me is also the fact that my body feels strong. So I've been doing a lot of weight training with him, well beyond my comfort zone. And this is something that I don't really do by myself. I like to run. I'm not a weight training kind of type per se. But when it's with a personal trainer, I do it. And so just working with him for, I think, almost 4 weeks now, I really already see a change in my body and how I feel. I feel my muscles way more. I feel my posture has become different. Like, I'm more up straight instead of a little bit forwards like I often am. So I really feel like working out with a personal trainer has also really worked wonders for how I feel inside of me. But going back to the lows, there wasn't just a physical low, there was also an emotional low at some point. I got really triggered into something, an old theme of mine, my fear of abandonment. And it was something that was so unexpected for me because I've done a lot of work on it. And in the last couple of years, I've seen such a big change. But this time, it felt like a boomerang on the back of my head. Like, I didn't see it coming, and all of a sudden it was like, tuck! It hit me right in my head. And it actually triggered much more. It triggered grief around my mom. And this was happening all in 1 week. And while on the outside, there was a lot of fun things going on, for 9 days in a row, 9 evenings in a row, I was meeting people. If you know me a little, I'm not an extrovert. So 9 evenings out and hanging out with people for me is like, wow, I'm exhausted afterwards. So on the outside, you know, I was having a lot of fun. I won something really funny. I won a sort of spelling contest organized by the Dutch Association, which was also really unexpected. And I was really having fun and, you know, taking in so many new clients as well. So on the outside, everything was great and entertaining. But on the inside, I was also really struggling with this boomerang that hit me. Now, it's not like I was hiding that or pushing it away, but it was just a really like an emotional roller coaster that week because so many good things were going on and then also these lows, and they were just like alternating every couple of hours. And I was so busy. I remember I also didn't have time to go for my runs next to my personal training. And this is something that I really missed in that time because running to me is therapy. There was one evening that I think it was 1 a.m. I had just returned from a night out with a friend, and I caught myself listening to Dutch music. Now, if you know me, I don't really listen to Dutch music. I have a few nice Dutch bands, like in the pop rock kind of scene, that are really good. But the classic Dutch music that you hear in cafes and everything, I never, never listened to that, maybe once a year. And so the fact that I was listening to that really meant that, ooh, something wasn't right. And so while I was dealing with the lows, I also realized, oh yeah, I'm here basically on my own. I'm really good being alone. As I said, I'm not an extrovert. I love having me time. I can also, you know, I can take care of myself emotionally as well. But there were a few moments in that week that I felt like, oh, I just want to be with someone, not have to hang out with someone or do something with someone or talk, but I just want to be with someone who knows me, that I can just be myself with. And these are obviously friends that I have back home or in other countries, but that I don't have here yet. I don't have the friendships here yet that I feel really comfortable to just hang out with a person and watch a movie and maybe cry a little if necessary. By the way, I cry all the time, so I did cry with some friends, but it wasn't the same kind of level. And so I'm sharing this because if you live abroad, you will probably, or you have probably also found yourself in a situation like this, that something happens that just shakes your world, triggers maybe a little bit more than you want to, and then you're so self-reliant that you take care of yourself, but there's also this longing for like, oh, I wish someone was here to just kind of take me in, give me a hug and a cup of tea, and where I can just be myself without being really social. So yeah, that has also been going on for me. And how I dealt with that is that, well, I did some self-coaching. Obviously, I've got tools to help myself. I also know certain patterns. I know certain themes, where they're coming from. The grief isn't new. I know how to take care of all these things. And for me, that really means making space for my emotions. So on that night with the Dutch music, I really did that. And everything came out and it was really healing and it made everything lighter. It was like a real relief. So I always try to make a lot of space for my emotions. I'm really conscious of what I think, because when I'm not feeling well, you know, it's easier to think negative thoughts. And so I'm like, no, we're not going to go that way. You're not going to think about all your exes and where it went wrong. Like, they've got nothing to do with this thing. So don't even go there. It's almost like my mind wanted to stay in that place. And so I was really conscious of that and making an effort there. And I was also taking myself out on walks. And something else that I did was I really sought support from some people, mostly two other friends, one who also lives abroad and who knows exactly what I'm going through, and another one who is a fantastic friend and business friend who's also a coach. And so she knows my themes and she was really able to make space for what I needed, and that was amazing. So if you're listening to this and you've experienced something similar, or you're going through it at some point in the future, reach out for support, whether that's online, with a coach, with your friends, it doesn't really matter. But take care of yourself, but also make sure that other people are able to take care of you. So that's how I got out of that low. And again, I'm really just sharing this because I want you to know that this is also part of expat life. You know, everyone sees all the fantastic footage on Instagram that I share and all my highs going on in my life. Yes, they are there, but a small part was also the lows. And I really want to share this so you know it's not just the highs that you see on social media. There are lows too. And if you live abroad, you're not the only one going through the lows. They're just part of it, like everyone's life, right? It doesn't really matter where you live. The complicating factor here when you live abroad is that you can feel more lonely because you don't have your support system to fall back on. Yes, we have phones and FaceTime and WhatsApp and everything, but they aren't here to give you that blanket and a cup of tea, right? So that's why I'm sharing it. So I got out of that low, and I felt like I made a comeback. I felt I shed so much weight in that week of grief and going through all my emotions, things that had been building up for a little bit longer already, and just letting go of everything, not pushing it away, but just taking it all in and going through it, felt so cleansing that when I came out of my tiny low, I was like, boom, I'm back. And I'm here to conquer the world. And this is also when the photos came out of that photo shoot. So when everyone said that about those photos, like the next level, I also really felt that because I really embodied that at that moment, and still do, I hope. So I've been happily riding that wave ever since. Only last week, my physical health was in a bit of a worse shape, but it was still overall okay. And especially at the end of the quarter, I was just reflecting on everything that I had done and that I had achieved. And I was just like, wow, I can be really proud of myself. And I'm so happy where I am. I'm so happy I took the decision. And I can't wait to see what quarter two is going to bring me. So looking ahead a little bit, I am entering the second half of my stay in Rio. And I'm actually entering that by going abroad. So I'm going to the US. I'm going to Arizona. This is for a business retreat of a business coaching program that I decided to take for this year. You may remember that I went there also in December for a sort of business conference of 3 days and that I came back in a high. It was absolutely fantastic. And so I'm super excited to be meeting all of those people again and now for 2 days. I'm adding an extra couple of days in the area for some leisure time tourism. I still have to book everything. I'm leaving in 3 days, but well, that will be okay. And yeah, I'm really excited to go there. And to just be in another country again. And this was actually something that I also had to overcome before moving to Rio, because I had taken the decision of living here for 6 months. And then when I had joined that business program, I realized, oh, but then I actually have to go to the US again, and it's going to be from Brazil. And an immediate thought right away popped into my head and was like, no, you can't, because you're already moving to Brazil. And then I caught myself thinking that, and I right away said, that's crazy. Just because I'm putting my base in another country, does that mean that I cannot travel to other countries anymore? No. If I would stay in the Netherlands, I would also still go abroad, because I travel a lot. So staying 6 months in one country, or actually one city, you know, that's not really aligned with who I am or how I want to live my life. So it actually felt like another next level for me, because this is the first time that I am going abroad, not from the Netherlands as a base, but from another country as a base. So that really excited me after this initial, like, are you even allowed to do that? So yeah, I'm really excited for the US and to be in another country again. And then when I come back, it's going to be a bit more quiet. So in the past 3 months, I also had a lot of friends coming to visit, 4 or 5 now, I think, 4 different visits. And going forward, only 2 more people are coming. So I feel like when I come back from the US, it's going to be the 3rd week of April, that May and June are going to be more calm, more spacious in a way. So it's not so many incoming visits. It's not all the travel that I did before. Because besides the 3 weeks I mentioned at the beginning, and the US, I also went to Buenos Aires for a weekend. And so now I feel like, okay, May and June are going to be quiet, peaceful. The first few months here, there were also a lot of tourists here. The city was very busy and outgoing, and there was so much going on because of Carnival, or the anticipation to Carnival. And I feel now like we have started autumn here. Things are more quiet, things are more inwards. And so I really think that May and June are going to bring so much space with them for me to also really be more present here and to develop a few other things in my business. I want to create another course again, which I'm really excited about. So I feel like in May and June, I have time for that. So yeah, I can't wait for that period. Actually, I love my work. And actually, the being present here and the work part are 2 aspects that I need to take care of in a way going forward. Because one of my traps, like I mentioned in the beginning, is that I work a lot. I have a tendency to work hard, and it has been great in Rio because, one, I was away a lot traveling, or I had friends coming to visit. So it has been work hard, play hard a lot. And 2, Rio is such a relaxed city. The people are so friendly and calm. Yes, there is a lot of noise and chaos, but it's okay. The people are just really relaxed. So in the Netherlands, I also have this tendency to work hard, but there I meet, in my experience, more cynical people. Everyone is really busy, busy, busy. No one has time. If you want to meet each other, you have to schedule something 2 weeks in advance. And so my tendency of working hard is amplified there. Whereas here, I feel like, okay, I am working hard in my tiny office here. I can totally lose myself in my work and in engaging with my clients. And then when I go out, oof, it's relaxed. It's Rio. People walk slowly. It's warm. The sun is shining. People laugh. They make jokes. Strangers greet each other, talk to each other all the time. So that tendency of mine gets compensated here by my surroundings. So I think really this is why I've been feeling so good. Because yes, I can easily stress myself if I don't pay attention. Because it's like a nice yin-yang balance, me and Rio. It's a great love relationship. And then the second part is being present here. Because as a friend pointed out to me, I don't actually have so many local friends. So I've been making a few friends, but most of them are digital nomads or expats like me. It's also easier to meet them because you find yourself in the same places, either working or it's because I met friends of friends. But I don't have so many local friends yet. When she pointed that out, I started to think, oh, she's right. And actually, I do need to work on my social life a little bit more because I have been working so much and have been traveling so much, or I was hanging out with my own friends from back home. I didn't really invest in my social life here. I didn't really have the time and space for that. And actually, it's not just social life. Sometimes I actually forget that I'm in Rio. Like, I mean, I have my daily walks and then I enjoy the city and the relaxing vibe, as I mentioned. But I only go to the beach once a week. This week I haven't been at all. I do go there for a run, but to really lay on the beach, I don't. Whereas that was my plan when I moved here. A friend of mine said, when he heard of the plan, he said, so what, you're going to coach in the morning and then spend the rest of the day on the beach? And I replied saying, yes, that's exactly what I'm going to do. But it turns out that's not at all what I'm doing. I'm working too much. And so sometimes I forget that I'm in this beautiful city. And yes, I go out in my neighborhood, but there is more to this city. And going forward, after returning from the US, I really want to be more present with this part and to invest a little bit more in my social circle and in my relationship with Rio. I really want to make it my city. But there's actually a nuance that I would like to address here, because a lot of people see this as like a short stay that I need to get the most out of. Like, it's an incredible opportunity, it is, but I should enjoy the city every day, la la la. But that's not really how I view it, because I really see this not as a short stay, but as I'm living here and I'm working here. And for me, it isn't really different from the Netherlands. I mean, yes, in surroundings and environment and everything, but not in how I view my environment. To me, it is just a place where I live and work. And I'm not here on holidays. I'm not here with a different kind of goal or to learn something or to take a sabbatical. I'm just continuing what I was already doing, but just in a different environment. I do think this is important to address. And I think some expats might recognize this, that a lot of people on the outside think that I am living a dream life and having holidays all the time because I live in a holiday destination. I was sharing something recently with a family member and I showed a selfie of myself, like, so tired. This was in this week of the exhaustion, saying, oh my God, I'm just so tired. And she was like, stop it, look outside. Basically telling me, don't complain, you're in Rio. And I thought, yeah, but life still continues. I still sleep really badly and I don't feel great at the moment, even in a holiday destination. That happens, because life here is just life. It's just sunnier and stuff, yes, but it is still life. So things happen. So I don't see it as a short stay that is very different from my life in the Netherlands in terms of activities and how I spend my time. I'm just enjoying my surroundings, but I don't see it as something like, oh, I need to get the most out of this and I need to do everything the city has to offer. No. And that's also related to a final thing that I want to say before I round up this episode. And that is that I live here now and I will go back to the Netherlands in summer, but I might come back again. Like, I don't see this as a one-off kind of thing. Before I left, I did kind of see it that way. I felt, okay, my base is in the Netherlands and I'm going to Rio for 6 months and then I come back and I just continue my base again here. Although I already at that time thought like, oh, I might do this again the following year. But now that I am here, I really feel so much more detached from the Netherlands in a very good way. And I'm realizing how happy I am by having this like nomadic lifestyle. It's not so nomadic because I basically spend most of my time here. But it really feels like I'm connecting to an older part of me, the traveling Amanda. Up till a few years ago, I was always in another country every couple of years, like 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, always changing. And in hindsight, I know this was, you know, sort of a subconscious running away of my feelings. It was a really nice coping mechanism. Now it's different. But it does feel like I connected to an old part of mine that always loved being abroad and loved settling in somewhere new again and experiencing the culture. And that makes me so happy. And since I've been here for a bit longer, I'm already like, okay, I'm going back for summer to the Netherlands. But by the time October comes around, I'm out of the country again. I'm going to do something else. So I'm thinking of going to Argentina maybe for 2 months, or maybe even the Galapagos Islands. I've got a friend living there and I've been there a couple of times and I really love that place. And just setting up my base elsewhere again. And sorry if you are a friend or a family member and I haven't told you this yet. I haven't really shared this with many people, but that's my plan. I'm going to leave the Netherlands again in October, I think. But nothing is sure. But it also really underscores the point that I was making before, like Brazil isn't a one-off that I need to enjoy to the fullest. It is just a continuation of what I was doing, just in a different environment. And I hope to be doing that more. And as I was exploring my options for fall, I also realized that not knowing where my future is going to take place works really well for me. So the uncertainty actually is my certainty. It makes me so much happier than knowing that I'm going to be in the same place with the same habits and the same people and the same structure of my days a year from now. I really tried settling in The Hague, and I tried to fit myself in that box over there, and it just didn't make me very happy. Of course, a lot of bad things happened, which for sure contributed to how I was feeling, but I really felt my world had become very small, and this is not how I am. I love traveling the world. I love spending time here and then there and hopping around. I also wouldn't love staying in Brazil for the rest of my life. A lot of people have asked me, oh, no, why don't you move to Brazil? And I thought, I don't want to do that. I do have a base in the Netherlands, but I also really love being able to hop in and out of different countries. And I know for a lot of people it doesn't work, but for me at this moment, it does work. Now, I may say something completely different in a year's time, who knows? But for now, this is how it feels. The uncertainty of my future actually is my certainty. It makes me very happy not knowing where I'll be and that the whole future is open. And it gives me a lot of energy to go forward. And I'm just really happy with my decision and with the vague plans I have for the near future. All right, so this was my update. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Sometimes this podcast feels as my personal diary. It also helps me to streamline my thoughts and to process my things. But ultimately, I really always hope that you get something out of it, whether that's inspiration to also move abroad, or knowing that you're not alone going through certain things, or getting motivated by how I took care of certain challenges and how you can do that too, or practical tips. I hope you got something out of it. And as always, I would love to hear. Your support really means so much to me. This podcast has been listened to, I think in total now, almost 9,000 times. I would love to reach the 10,000 very soon. And that really tells me there is an interest in it. And that people really like this combination of personal development and expat life. And so if you are one of those people, let me know. I would love it if you could leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Hit the 5 stars, please, and let me know why you like this episode. It really helps me to make our community bigger. So I'm rounding this up. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and talk to you soon.